feel like I'm ready, but I, in deference to Commissioner Hockaday, I'll second his opinion.
Okay.
His motion.
In the meantime, is there anything that, any additional information we can get together for you on this? I know this was sprung on you at the last minute, and this is a fairly big move, as good as it sounds.
It sounds good, you know, but I just, I'd like to just one more time.
I've also included a copy of the contract along for everyone.
All right, well, I have a motion by Commissioner Hockaday that we table this matter.
Until the next meeting.
Until the next meeting. I have a second from Commissioner Boggs. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you very much, Dave. We appreciate your time, and I'll get with you and find out, you know, exactly what else we would like to hear some more about. But let us do a little bit of additional work here. It all sounds good. Sounds like everybody's in favor of it, but let us just take a little time on that decision, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for making the trip over. All right, item number six. Consider and possibly approve formation of a bail bond for. This is a big subject, an important subject, and I've got several folks that would like to speak to this matter. And I've got, let me just call them in order here. We're going to let ladies go first. And if you would, just keep your comments, in, you know, limited to a reasonable amount of time and avoid repetition, but we do want to hear from you. Ms. Hightower, would you like to start, ma'am?
In August of 2005, most of us here went to Fort Worth to the
JT. Oh, that's right. I did say ladies first. Well, what I was trying to do was mix in somebody that I believe was going to give a different perspective. And I'll do that, but if you'd like to speak first, I'll let JT speak next. You are a lady, and I did have you here next, but I decided to change that up. Would you like to let JT go? Go ahead, JT.
July 1st, be 3 years.
Cherokee County do?
They have not, their board, they just, it made the rules, but they just didn't go through the legislature to do it, it was just the county rules. And then if you see that it doesn't work, and it could work, but you are able to get out of it. But I think there needs to be a lot more discussion made instead of just running this through the first commissioner's court of the new year. I just think, you know, the bondsman and the commissioners and the sheriff should all talk about it, not just run it through. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim White.
Thank you, Jimmy White, for your time. My mother actually did a very good job of saying everything that she said, I pretty much agree with. I've talked to several different people, that have been in Baltimore counties. Most of them say that we have your out-of-town bondsman and your big Dallas county bondsman that do lots of insurance bonds, have lots of collateral, and run a small-town guy, I mean, small-town guy out of business. And, or by, say, May, June of the year, they wrote up their maximum amount of bonds, and there's nobody, they can't write bonds for the rest of the year because y'all see that you can only write up to the amount of money you get five times, put up five times that amount. So say you put up $50,000, write up to $250,000 in bonds. Well, they don't take long to get $250,000. So, who's gonna write the bonds at the end of the year? Nobody. Or we're gonna spend money hard. The Dallas County got it for me. That's really all I've got to say. I just don't want to see a bunch of hometown guys that ran out of business.
Thank you.
Would it run you out of business, Tim?
Yeah, I'm sure, Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sheriff, I'm going to ask you to come next, and then I'm going to let Jackson Smith speak after that, and then I've got Robert Davis. Robert, where are you?
There you go.
I
You got a copy of that for each of us, or is that just one copy?
That's the original, y'all have to sign, which do this today. That's the original.
I have one question. Kay, I noticed that Paula Dyke is on here. Judge McNutt, are you also in favor of a bond board?
I haven't said one way or the other.
Okay.
I really don't think that's part of my job.
Okay.
To be on the board or to make that decision? What did you say, Paula? Kay?
Several people have asked me about it, and I really don't think that's part of my job description to make a decision on this.
That's just to make a decision not to be on the board or any, that's not what you're saying.
Well, on the board, I don't, you know, I don't really have a decision on that. I haven't been asked, so if there was one, I would. But I really think that is between the sheriff, the commissioners, the bond people. And all I do is send the bonds, and what they do with the matter, I don't care.
Any other questions for the sheriff? Thank you. Jackson Smith, would you like to speak next? No?
Usually I have to turn in a request to speak. I personally gave it to your secretary about it. I wrapped it, she was here to get us, and I hand delivered this to her. It's a copy of it.
I did not receive a request for you to speak.
Did you go through the, yeah, you go through the county clerk's office?
Is that correct?
I brought it straight to this office right behind your door.
I don't have a copy of it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll sit there until I look at it together.
I'll allow you to speak. I'll allow you to speak. Jackson, that's okay to speak for you?
My name is Brian Whitfield, and I'm here to address item number six on today's agenda before the commissioner's court. I'm opposed to the formation of the bond board, and I think that I've done enough research to make an informed decision as to whether I would be for or against such a measure. In August 2010, at the request of Sheriff Ingram, I contacted six counties who have bail bond boards, and my question to each county was the same. I wanted to know the pros and the cons of implementing such a board. I chose three counties which have bail bond boards and a population of 110,000 people or more. I then chose three counties that have populations of less than 110,000. My findings were interesting in that with the counties with a population of 110,000 people or more, the bail bond board seemed to work well and served its purpose. However, in counties with a population of less than 110,000 people, every single county agreed that they found themselves in the middle of something that they cannot get out of. Dallas County, Rockfall County, and Travis County each have a bail bond board and is required to have such pursuant to Texas state law. While each of these counties had issues with the board, they all agreed that for the most part, the board works well and serves its purpose. Each of these three counties had one issue in common, though. Their jails were overpopulated, and in the instance of Travis County, they're paying to house prisoners in other nearby counties. I spoke to Hunt County officials at length. The implementation of the bail bond board there had their jails so overpopulated that the members of the board met in 1990 and decided it best to dissolve the board and let it cease to exist. But the problem was is that Texas state law does not provide a mechanism by which a board may dissolve itself. Once you vote in, you cannot vote it out. Of the three smaller counties I spoke to, the sheriff of these counties agreed that they were relieved of the day-to-day task of working with local bail bondsmen and said that they much more preferred a once-a-month meeting. However, once again, the implementation of the bail bond board increased their jail population by as much as 60%, and all three of these counties are now paying to house prisoners in other counties. Of the three counties we spoke to, Greg Smith and Hopkins, not one of these counties can provide me with any real accomplishment of the board brought with it. The only accomplishment that was iterated amongst them was the fact that each sheriff no longer had to be inconvenienced with dealing with bail bond companies. Every county I spoke to undertook extensive financial obligations when implementing a bail bond board. Even in small counties, this meant the hiring of at least two full-time employees, as well as affording them the same benefits of other county employees. The Commissioner's Court has the authority to create a panel of individuals and certain guidelines that must be followed by bail bondsmen who choose county without placing the county into a statutory ran bail bond board that will cost taxpayers. Each commissioner on this court, newly elected, and those who have been here for more than two decades have always promised to be good stewards of the people's tax dollars and to implement a board which will never be dissolved if it doesn't work, and placing yet another financial burden upon taxpayers would not be a good steward of tax dollars. I urge the commissioners of this court to investigate this matter further. Simply signing your name to a petition without knowing, for one, what you're signing, and two, knowing the implications that come along with it, is not what you were elected to do. In the last year, this court has met with several propositions when it came to spending taxpayers' money, and you chose wisely to check in to the options before making a decision. Unless this court can say that it has taken necessary steps to ensure that the bail bond board is right for Titus County, I urge you to hold off and check into this matter. We understand that our sheriff is for the bail bond board. We understand that it is inconvenient for him to deal with the bail bondsman, but that alone is not reason enough to enter into an obligation that will have ramifications for years to come and an indefinite burden upon taxpayers. This morning, right before I came over here, I received a phone call from the Hopkins County Judge, which is newly elected, Chris Brown. And while I don't want to disagree with Mr. Bryson, Judge Brown informed me that their bail bond board works well there when it comes to the sheriff having to deal with the day-to-day operations of the bail bondsman. But he also said that it has increased their jail population, so I disagree with him on that. In every county that we talk to, the number of bail bondsmen decreased dramatically in those counties once the bail bond board was formed. One would assume that that is because some of those bail bondsmen were probably not in compliance or didn't have the financial resources to bond. But the truth is that most of the bail bondsmen either decided that they weren't going to continue their bail bond business any longer, or within 3 months of being into the year, they had met their 5-to-1 ratio to where they could no longer bond. If they have 100 people out on bond in March, even here in Titus County, as we know, they stay on the docket for sometimes a year or longer. Sometimes they move along faster. But once that bail bondsman has met his 5-to-1 ratio, he can no longer bond. So therefore, the jails become overpopulated, and that is an issue in all six counties that we spoke to. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to ask Robert Davis a question.
Can I make one statement just real quick?
I gave you your time. And I just want to get through this as quick as possible. And I had a bunch of folks to listen to, and I hope that I'll let everybody speak that wanted to speak.
Judge, Commissioners, thank you very much. once they pay up, the bonds will go right back and right in that again. What the bail bond, I mean, the bail bond board act, those people who want those bonds, when they want to surrender somebody, have to first inform the defense counsel for the individual that they plan on doing that. Then they have to go to court, and they have to get the court to sign off on the documentation. And then following that, if the court finds that they didn't have good cause, then they can be penalized and forced to pay the bond. And that's fair sweet. I haven't seen it clogged up any jails. My understanding is the sheriff wants to implement this October 31st, and your vote will be effective to create it October 31st. That would give all the local bondsmen time to fill out their applications, and if they can show financial wherewithal, to be able to apply for and obtain a bond. Once an individual submits this application, what the bail bond board does is conditionally approve it. And then those individuals or corporations have 60 days, I'm sorry, have 90 to fund that. So hopefully, there are some very good bail bondsmen in this county and some people that help keep the jail cleaned out. So this is not meant to impact local business. It's not meant to keep anyone from rioting. It's meant to put restrictions on everybody, and it's meant to make sure that bonds can be collected once final judgment's rendered. Any questions that you have, I'm happy to try to answer.
Yes, sir. A bill being introduced now that allows the counties to get out under $110,000, allow the counties to get out of these. And our bill also has been introduced.
There's a bill that's being introduced.
Yeah.
It has not yet passed. I don't think it'll have any trouble passing the legislature. Maybe the only thing that doesn't have trouble passing the legislature.
Well, that's my understanding. It's going to be passed. So.
I understand that too. Now, in one county, Nacogdoches County, they wanted to get out of the bail bond board. We had a judicial determination that they could. It was never challenged and won't be challenged. And the judge decided it was okay and proper for them to stop their bail bond board. But that's the only county that I know of that has actually tried to do that and wanted to do that with a population of under 110,000.
I have a question. I just don't know. We talked about a bond board regulating advertising contact with an arrestee.
Yes, sir.
How is an arrestee in jail supposed to decide which bail bondsman they want to use? What avenues do they have to make that selection?
Yes, sir. Actually, what happens is that a list of all eligible bail bondsmen is posted in